Good morning, people. You make a breakfast like always on Italy. We make a good breakfast with coffee, with cornetto, with a croissant en français. But cornetto, it's okay. So we try to begin a new day. How we make to begin a new day? With a smile. So last evening, I saw my friend, and normally, like, you know how it is when a few friends stay at home watching on TV, said joking funny things, and like this I divided with you what I hear last evening. They said a farmer was sitting in a neighborhood bar getting drunk. A man came and asked the farmer, "Hey, why are you sitting here on his beautiful day getting drunk?" The farmer said, "Something you just can't explain." "Oh my God, what's happening that's so horrible?" the man asked, and he sat down next to the farmer. "Well," the farmer said, "well, today I was sitting by my cow, milking her. Just I got the bucket full, she lifted her left leg and kicked it over the bucket." "Okay, but that's not so bad. Something you just can't explain," replied the farmer. "So what's happening then?" The farmer responded, I took her left leg and tied it to the post on the left. And then, well, I sat back down and continued to milk her. Just as I got the bucket full, she took her right leg and kick it over the bucket." The man laughed and said, "Again, oh my God." And the farmer upset, "Something you just can't explain. So what did you do then?" asked the man. "I took her right leg this time and tied it to the post on the right. And then, well, I sat back down and began milking her again. Just as I got the bucket full, the stupid cow knocked over the bucket with her tail." "Something you can just explain. So what did you do?" the man said. "Well, I didn't have any more rope, so I took off my belt and tied her tail to the rafter. In that moment, my pants fell down and my wife walking in." Oh my God, something you just can't explain. Poor farmer. And the other friend tell me a little story. We are 6, 7, 8 friend girl and boys. So we have a tradition. Sometimes tell a story, funny story, jokes, and something like that. So One of them do tell us a story about three brothers. But one of them every evening goes on the bar, and an Irishman, exactly, going on the bar and order three pints of Guinness, the traditional beer from Ireland, and sit on the chair and with three pints in the same times. Drink one few second on one pint, few second on second pint, few second on three pints, like this. When he finishes all three, he comes back to the bar and orders three more. But the bartender look at him and said, "You know, a pint goes flat after I draw it. It would be taste better if you bought one at a time." But the Irishman replies, "Yes, you know, I have two brothers. One of them is on Italy, one of them is on Germany. And when we all left home, we promised we drink this way to remember the days we make together, and we all drank together." But the bartenders think about this and said, "Man, it's logical rules." After that, he drink and thinks on his brothers. Every evening, the Irishman comes and the bar always drinks the same way. He orders three pints and drinks. And after that, three pints in the same order. After that, he order another three pints from Guinness beer. And after that, left to the bartenders, everything is okay. But it's happening in one evening. The Irishman comes on the bar and he order two pints. All the bar looks on the Irishman and all thinks, "Oh my God, it's happening something bad with one of the brothers," because normally he order always three pints from beer. And the bartenders look at him, your Irishman, and said, I don't want to intrude on your grief, but I wanted to offer my condolence on your great loss." The Irishman looks confused for a moment, but he understand what's happening, and he laughed. "Oh, no. Everything is okay. Every brother, it's okay. It's happening. Me, I've just quit drinking. So drink for two brothers because I'm not drinking." Oh my, the best funny story, the anecdotes, I said to my girlfriend, one of the best friends for me. She tell us, a man stopped and at his favorite watering hole after a hard day's work to relax. But on the bar, he noticed a man next to the Next to him, ordered a shoot and a beer. The man drank the shoot, chased it with the beer, and then looking into the shirt pocket. This continued several times before the man he drinks, and after that he looks on his pocket. The man's curiosity got the best of him, and he asked, "Excuse me, I couldn't help but notice your little ritual. Why in the world do you look into your shirt pocket every time you drink your shoot and beer?" And the man with a smile said, "There is a picture of my wife in my pocket, and when she starts looking good, I'm going home." I'm killing this man. I hope you like it because I'm a fan from this story. Sometimes it's a stupid story, sometimes it's a normal story. But I'm lucky because I have a friend who loves tell the story, tell make a story even. So you know how Italy, it's the people smiling, the people are warm here. So, we waiting for you next transmission. How I tell you, it's a beautiful day with sunshine. It's a little bit cold, but it's normal. We are in March. A few days, and after that we're going on the beach. I love the beach, I love the sun, I love swimming in the middle of the sea. Have a nice day. Bye bye.